Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb,
bomb, bomb! Go, Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb! Wall dick, well, yeah!
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show.
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the five sector.
Look at me.
Look at me.
Fear me.
Fear me.
Respect me.
Respect me.
Respect me. Why? Because I shop at the Rogue House.
Rogue House. Rogue House.
The Rogue House Leather Dojo.
Leather Dojo.
This is James Stewart from 98.5 The Sports Hub. And if you want to look tough like me, Rogue House Leather Dojo is your one-stop shop for all your badass clothing needs. Want the newest from Ed Hardy? They got it. Want a bowling shirt covered in skulls? They got it. Want a belt buckle that says no fat chicks? They got it. Boots, vests, belts, martial arts, barrettes. They got it all at the Rogue House Leather Dojo. Fear me.
Fear me. Fear me.
The Rogue House Leather Dojo. It's everything you need to tell the world, hey, I'm a tough guy. What are you going to do about it? And downstairs is our award-winning martial arts dojo dungeon. Anything goes in the dungeon. It's mano a mano. No holds barred. Bare knuckle paradise. Want to fight? Bet you don't. No fat chicks.
Fat chicks. Fat chicks.
Hi. So get on your hog and wheel up to the Roadhouse Leather and Martial Arts Dojo Dungeon in Wellesley. Take it from me, James Stewart from 98.5 The Sports Hub. One look at me and you'll be like, no way, Jose. That's a tough guy. The Roadhouse Leather Dojo.
Leather Dojo.
Want to fight? Bet you don't.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. And that, of course, Jimmy Stewart with one of his first ventures into the private sector with his Rogue House leather dungeon, which is chosen not to advertise anymore on the radio station.
I love it when the script said berets, he said berets.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
You're wearing your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what? I screwed up, big deal.
I need a report from somebody. What happened with the podcasting class that Sarge was teaching the other night?
Well, Jim Murray, Joe Murray's was on it.
Well,
so.
Well, it was Joe. So it was last week when Joe Murray was on, I was asking him about, you obviously are someone, I was saying to him, you obviously are someone who has experience with the podcast. You've been doing this one in the afternoon for a while. You've got the Bankroll Boys. And I'm like, why is Sarge involved in this? Like, it's like a podcast masterclass. Like, how did Sarge get involved?
Yeah, Joe has it down. Has it down. He knows all about this stuff. He didn't need Sarge there.
But, you know, this is the kind of guy that Joe Murray is. He kind of threw Sarge a bone, which is good. But, you know, there were rumors that on this online masterclass where you could ask questions and everything, that that there might have been a John from Vegas situation where him and a couple of his, you know, minions end up signing up for the class. And, you know, I'm sure they're happy. It's money in their pocket. But it doesn't mean that I wouldn't have wanted to have heard what happened and how it all went down. So I don't know if anyone listening was on the masterclass and got to listen in, and whether or not John from Vegas did his thing. But that would have been that's information I'd like to know, how that all turned out.
Yeah, we can find that out when the Bankroll Boys come in at 7 a.m. today.
No, that's right. That's right.
We can find out exactly what went on, and perhaps tomorrow have some audio of it. I don't know if they put up a podcast of it, but it certainly was a live masterclass.
I don't know if they would do that because people paid good money to get that information. I don't think you would just like put it up online after it was all said and done, Fred. Come on.
Well, I mean, Steve Martin does it for his masterclass. I mean, you could still go on there and get it. Penn and Teller.
You don't have to pay for that? I thought that was like a subscription.
No, you have to pay for it, but it's a subscription. But, I mean, he recorded it 2 years ago. You can still access the audio.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you can pay to see it. Oh, yeah, I could see that, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that thing never goes away. When you have a true masterclass in something, I mean, you don't just take it away. I mean, that would be silly. So you guys, Rich, did you ride in your dinghy yesterday?
I did. I rocked the rowboat yesterday. It's kind of becoming like a little bit of an addiction. To be quite honest, it's just an excuse to get away from everyone. And it's the ultimate in social distancing, even though I'm basically going in a circle. I finally... Yeah, I'm a man of the sea now, a salty seaman. But I pretty much just, I'm not good at it, but I go out there for 30 minutes, and just as a testament to how little of any kind of exercise I've done from the waist up, it kills. Just like doing these stupid little rower things in like a little pond, it absolutely kills right now. So I guess that part of it's good, but looking like a total dumbass and a moron is one of the side effects, unfortunately.
You just keep it tied up there to the pier?
You don't even tie it up. Nobody steals the dinghy. It's just there's about four or five of these little rowboat things and a couple of like kayaks and canoes, and people just throw them in a corner and you just trust that nobody's going to steal it.
No, it's not stealing it, so it won't go out to sea.
No. It's like it's up. There's a little area in like the tall grass. Everyone just throws it in. That's, you know, several, like, you know, 20 yards away from the actual shore itself. And then you got to drag it down, which is great because if you go there midday, when I do, there's usually just a bunch of moms and kids that you have to drag it through the middle of. So you look like a real cool dude then, being probably the only person with a penis there who's over the age of 10. So that's always I'm the coolest guy. I'm the coolest guy on the block when I go on my rowboat.
So like your activity out of the house yesterday was basically going to the rowboat.
And going to the dump. Yes. That's it. It's basically and boy, do I look forward to going to the dump.
Now, you have to throw your own trash away?
Yeah, yeah, like boxes and stuff. Like, you know, they're it's very hippie-ish around here. You have to go and you have to sort everything, and then you have to bring it to the dump, and all boxes need to be, they have to be folded down and all that crap, and it's a pain in the ass, but I don't mind it because it's doing something. It's tasks.
So you went to the dump, and how long are you in the dinghy for?
Well, the whole excursion, like from leaving the house to coming back, is about like a little over an hour. I'm only in the dinghy for like 30 minutes, but like that's because my body couldn't take any more than 30 minutes. That's how weak I've become. Like I literally couldn't row for more than 30 minutes. After that, like I felt like my arms were going to fall off, and then you have to drag it back up and put it there, and then. You come on home. It's like a half mile to a mile away from where I live anyway, so it's not that far.
You know, but, you ride your bicycle there?
Sometimes I do, but I didn't yesterday. Yesterday I just got lazy and I got in the car.
Now, do you wear a mask while you're rowing?
Not while I'm rowing, but I do as I'm walking through the crowd of people dragging the boat, you know, and trying not to knock over any toddlers as I do so. No, once you're in the boat, no, you're a free man. It's like you forget there's a whole pandemic. You become one with the salty sea, friend. You know, I'm thinking about buying a pipe, you know, so I can go out there and just really feel like I'm one with Captain Ahab. I think that's kind of my calling in life, is to be a man of the sea as I'm 5 feet away from the shore in my rowboat going in a circle.
Yeah, you're about a month from losing your mind completely.
No, I mean, I'm a month past losing my mind. Okay. I think I've already done that. Okay. Dude, I bought a rowboat.
Yeah. Now, was this a touch? Yeah. Was this a touchless transaction? How are you able to do this? Because you especially have to social distance.
Oh, I didn't see anybody, so I called the number that was on the boat, and I talked to this dude, and I did it over PayPal, and he just brought it to the shore, and I never saw the guy. I never saw him. He goes, "All right, well, it'll be down there, and it's yours now." So I don't have like a deed or anything, but then again, it's a $150 rowboat. So if I show up one day and he's like taking it back, I really can't do anything to get it back. It's just kind of, I didn't want it, and you can use it, and it's your problem now.
I mean, the I's and cross the T's.
I just sent him the old PayPal and never even saw his face, and that was it.
So you were, if you could socially distance yourself and still get your rowboat.
And get my dude, it's not just rowboating. It's an upper body strength workout, Fred. Come on. Because you can't buy weights. You can't. I'm telling you, I've been, for the last couple months, been going online trying to buy them. And first of all, the ones that you can find are ridiculously expensive. Like it's always these like second and third market sellers who have jacked up the prices. And so I just saw it. I'm like, all right, let's give it a try. And now, you know what? I found my calling. I'm a man of the sea, Fred. Man of the sea.
Well, I mean, why just sit in a chair and, you know, lift weights when you can actually?
I don't have weights.
them. That's what I'm saying, is that you can, when you can go out and use the natural beauty around you and get your workout in that way.
Yep, all right. I miss people.
I was going to play 18 holes yesterday, but I shot a 61 on the front nine, so I said maybe this isn't a good idea.
That's probably good, because you said you were like really tired, and like on a day like that, you can kind of just on energy, not energy alone, but I don't know, adrenaline, for the first couple of holes, you can be okay. And then that last nine are death. Like, it's death.
The ninth hole was a par five, and I was just like, screw this. I'm just spreading it everywhere.
Sure.
All right, what's coming up, Rich?
Oh, baseball. Back, forth. There we go, Fred. So it's I don't even know where we stand after what we heard yesterday. All I know is that a million people said baseball is back, and it's not.
All right, so we'll hear all about that in just a moment.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sport
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada. A destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs. The freshest flavors from land and sea. World-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
The Sports Hub.
Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
Rich, and Rich, what happened last evening?
It was an awesome thing. Yesterday, I took a one-hour afternoon nap, only to wake up to about 500 Twitter notifications. Whoa, I thought, big news must have broken. So as I sat in the can and scrolled through my timeline, I was greeted with a barrage of tweets saying, baseball's back, baseball's back. And my timeline was done scrolling, and by the time it was finished, there was a barrage of tweets saying, hang on, maybe baseball isn't back. Of course, it's never that easy with the MLB. What did happen was something that should have happened months ago. A face-to-face meeting between Commissioner Rob Manfred and Tony Clark, director of the Players Union. They talked for 4 hours, and the owners came up with another plan or proposal or however it's being positioned this morning. A 60-game season that would start July 19th or 20th and end September 27th. Players would be paid their full prorated salaries, which is what they wanted, a total of $1.5 billion, or about 37% of their full season salaries, and would receive another $25 million for postseason play. The postseason would expand from 10 to 16 teams for the next two seasons, and a designated hitter would be added to the National League in both years as well, which I'm sure Fred loves. The league would donate $10 million to social justice initiatives, and teams would be allowed to add advertisements to their uniforms. So they'll be able to put them on their uniforms, so get ready for the 1-877 Cars for Kids Red Sox on your
great
TV.
Please,
or
just
the
general.
The general. Which team would have the general? That would be like the Tampa Bay Rays.
That's befitting of Tampa Bay. Yeah.
Sure. Or it would just be like Florida Oranges.
Yeah.
Like, right. Like oranges. What are you advertising? Oranges.
Just brand. Oranges. Yeah. from the Orange Society. Well, both sides also agreed not to sue each other, so that's nice. So right about then was when on my timeline I said, well, you know, listen, maybe baseball is back, and then reports surfaced that the Players Association did not agree to the deal because they want more than 60 games. Right. That kind of goes against the tell us when and where to play stance.
The hashtag when and where was rampant among all Major League Baseball. They couldn't tweet that stuff out fast enough. And then they get at least 10 more games than they thought they were going to get if Commissioner Manfred had stepped in, and it's still not good enough. I don't understand this at all.
They're going to go over these 10 games.
Yeah, yep. I don't. Like, if they're getting their money, why the hell do they care about 10 games?
Well, they're getting their money, but they're not getting the amount of games which gives them more money.
They want at least 10 more, and it's virtually impossible for that to happen right now.
I mean, and by the way, I don't think that they've changed the – Maz has been right about this. It's been $1.5 billion the entire time, right?
Yeah.
They're just packaging it different ways.
This is different. This is different in that the owners took a baby step outside that budget. This is a little more than they've been offering the entire time.
Okay, so just broken down, they're actually giving them something here? Because I heard that spun by the players yesterday, too. You're just repackaging something that you've been giving us the entire time.
The first seven proposals were like that. But this one, unless I'm reading this wrong, is a little bit more. Not a lot, but a little bit more. And most importantly, it's fully prorated pay, which is something the players have been bitching about from the start, and rightfully so.
But, and they get their DH, their beautiful DH
in the
National League.
Sure.
So the games can become just as long as they are in the American League. It would be fantastic.
But here's the thing. They want the season to start July 19th, and they want the season to be over, the owners do, by September 27th. They don't want to go any later than that, because if they go any later than that, that will rob them of the extra round of the playoffs and the extra money that the networks would have to pay them for that. So they want to get everybody out by the end of October in case there's a second wave of COVID-19. And, of course, all the cold weather. All the Midwest teams will have to start playing inside if the playoffs go into mid-November towards Thanksgiving. So in between July 19th and September 27th, when they want to end the regular season, is about 70 days. If they go any more than 60 games or 65 games, you're talking about playing what? 70 games in 70 days?
Yeah.
When you're being like thrown out of a moving car and have to start on the run? That's almost impossible, regardless, for pitchers anyway, regardless of how much you expand the roster.
Didn't they say that the way it worked out with the 60 games is it's 60 games in 70 days,
Now it is, which is why you can't go much further.
It gives you a little bit of breathing room.
You can't go much further than that. So if the players say they want more games, that would push the regular season back, and because of the expanded playoffs and the fact that the owners want all that money that the expanded playoffs would bring them, they can't push the end of the regular season any further back than what they have it at.
Well, here is Jeff Passan on the ever-growing cluster F.
I still think there's going to be a baseball season, Scott. Okay. But if it happens with an implementation, if they can't come to a deal here, the failure just in communication, in relationship, in everything is so profound and just embarrassing for all parties involved. Rob Manfred flew out to Phoenix in hopes of getting a deal, left Phoenix believing he had one. Now it just he's shrugging at this point, like, what's it going to take? And the players are sitting there saying, hey, excuse me, you guys offered us just about the same thing. Why would we say yes to this?
Okay, but the one thing that we're getting out of this is they should have sat down and talked face-to-face months ago.
Correct.
Because, I mean, it as much as both sides are still bickering, it's a lot more cordial and it's not as caustic. And and as you said, John, it does seem like the owners might have given a little bit more despite the posturing.
Not a ton. Right. No, this isn't a huge step in that direction, but it's kind of like the owners giving them what? 1 or 2% more? But ultimately, this is like a kid studying for finals. They wait until the very last minute and then go to work. But now, because the players have decided to double back on what it is they originally wanted, now it looks like both sides might be screwed again.
John, like, he was just studying for finals, and he's just sitting up there. He's like, Dr. Demento's on, and he's like, like playing drums with his pencils. He just can't get down to business.
It would be kind of wild if this is all kind of thrown into the trash because of a few games. Here's John Morosi from the MLB Network, and he's pretty much echoes that sentiment.
When you consider how far we have come and all the public pressure on both sides of this equation, do I believe that that either side would walk away from a deal over a difference of 10 games, which would be like a week and a half of baseball, in the grand scope of a pandemic and all the country has gone through this year already? I just do not believe that that will happen.
Yeah, I mean, John, so from all of this, and once again, there is just so much back and forth, and to be honest, it's making my head hurt, but you believe after yesterday that the season's going to happen, right?
Look, logic dictates that John Morosi is right, and these two sides will say, okay, let's tack on an extra five games. It'll be difficult. Travel will suck at times.
Yeah, it's going to suck for them.
Especially, I mean, for teams that, like, say, Houston has to travel out to Seattle for a three-game series. Yeah, it's going to suck.
But remember when the players were all pissed off a few seasons ago because they didn't get enough time off?
Yes, I remember that specifically. But yeah, now it's all, like it has always been all along, Fred, it's about money. And if you're going to give us an extra five games, that seems to me to be a happy medium. 65-game schedule. Travel will be hard, but we can sandwich it in. And the owners get the extra cash for the extra round of playoffs this year and next, and everyone walks away happy. But you know what? There's still not a lot of trust on either side, regardless of who met with whom. And I think these two sides are dumb enough to screw this up.
I just cannot believe that they finally caved on the DH. I mean, National League Baseball was watchable. And I know everyone loves dingers and all this
kind of
stuff.
I love the big bats, Fred.
That's right. Give me a guy who has no athletic ability that can stand up there five times a game.
Hey, Red Sox thrived with a guy like that. Won three World Series with a guy like that.
Well, that's what tends to happen when there's a designated hitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, David Ortiz was able to run the first, kind of. So, I mean, he showed what a superb athlete he was. But
you don't have to run if you hit the ball 410 feet, Fred.
Yes,
it goes in the stands. You don't have to run very far at all.
Right, but I would like games to move along, and I'd also like some sort of strategy having to be imposed instead of being my son could manage an American League team. Not exactly the most tactician. You don't need the most gifted tactician to get in there and start making those kinds of moves. Very disheartened. But, the Players Association likes the DH. They like, having that roster spot. So God bless them.
Well, the way that the season's going to shake out, what was the starting date, John, that they said again?
July 19th. It's just over a month from now. July 19th or 20th.
That's great, because they get a good almost 2 weeks ahead of basketball, because basketball right now is July 30th. So, yeah, 11 days that they get.
I don't think it matters anymore. I think fans and casual fans are pissed off now and defiant, considering the jacking around these two sides have gone through over the last 2 months, especially with, and I say it again, money. Money is too tight to mention for a lot of people out there, and all the bitching and moaning between billionaires and millionaires have turned people off before they start. I think it's too late now.
John, as down as I've been on baseball, it's not going to matter, and here's why. They're going to be one of the first ones back. I mean, they're going to be.
I know.
So no matter, after all this talk, in the end, if they come back on July 19th, outside of the UFC and golf with no fans, I mean, they're the first league back.
Maybe the first day, maybe the first couple of days, but I think fans are angry enough now where the viewership will not be nearly what teams are hoping.
Well, maybe you're right, because apathy for baseball, there's been indicators for a while now. As a matter of fact, did you guys see the ratings for Long Gone Summer?
Yes.
The Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire. First of all, I watched part of it, and it was not good. And I know everything's being held up against The Last Dance, which isn't fair. The Last Dance was like Star Wars, and the rest of these are like, I don't know, Crawl or Ice Pirates. I mean, they're just not the same quality.
Bruce Lee documentary was better than Ice Pirates. Yeah.
Ice Pirates is the one movie I've walked out of in my life.
How dare you walk out of a Robert Urich space vehicle? Come on, man. I mean, Spencer for Hire goes to Neptune. I know. What are you doing, Fred? But no, the ratings.
I'd rather go
and think
to
about
Uranus.
This way. and this was before people knew that it wasn't good. Like, that's a great topic. Like, if you were to say you were going to make a 30 for 30 about something having to do with baseball to get people excited, you would say, well, let's go to one of the more exciting things that's happened in, the last 30, 40 years in baseball, and that was the big home run race between Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire. How do you not get people excited for that? But the ratings were the worst 30 for 30 that they've had all year. 775,000 viewers. That's bad. And there's been like really kind of obscure 30 for 30s that have done better. And this is where there's no sports on TV as well. So I'm just starting to wonder, John, to your point, if just baseball in itself, people have gotten apathetic. The one thing that
everyone under the age of 60 can't watch it. That's the problem.
I get that, but this is also nostalgia. And so like people who are younger, yeah. Who are older now probably would have been like, "Oh, this is cool." Back when I liked baseball, I would have watched
when
this.
When it comes back and you see the game outside and all this, people are going to like it and it's going to make them feel good.
I agree.
The thing about baseball is the constant. It said it's just every day. I mean, it's a constant, which makes you feel good. And if you want to feel better about returning to any kind of normalcy, baseball is the game that does that the best because it is played so often. All right, Rich, we'll have the headlines, but then what will we talk about?
Oh, Kendrick Perkins just continues to pile on Kyrie Irving, and it's glorious. So we'll play some of the audio and also a tweet that he sent out about Kyrie Irving that he had to delete immediately.
That's right. Got called up by a legend. All right, we'll be right back.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada. A destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs. The freshest flavors from land and sea. World-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Sports Hub. This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
.5, The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Kendrick Perkins, Rich, does not care for Kyrie Irving.
No, no. And there was that one game that he called where he said he was doing the play-by-play for NBC Sports Boston, and he said that Kyrie Irving makes him want to throw open his mouth, obviously on the heels of him saying that, or him leaving the Celtics. And, you know, Kendrick Perkins, like, why would you want to leave this organization? You make me sick. Well, Kyrie Irving's lost his mind, and his fellow NBA brethren, they're not holding him back, calling him out on it. And on the heels of the story that Kyrie Irving, who voted to continue the postseason in Disney World before saying players shouldn't play in Disney World, before saying that players should start their own league, well, he has been talking and people like Matt Barnes and other players have been calling him out, including Kendrick Perkins, who is turning out to be even better on TV than he was in the paint. He said this yesterday about Kyrie on ESPN.
If you take Kyrie Irving's brain and put it in a bird right now, guess what that bird is going to do?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to fly backwards. Because Kyrie right now, he's confused. He's showing his lack of leadership. Here it is. Kyrie, you have been on these conference calls over the last 2 months. You're the vice president of the Players Association. You have been very involved in all this that has been taking place for us, whether or not we're going to play or not. And you have been on the phone and you have voted to play. Just last week, he was reaching out to the Players Association and the NBA about. He said he wanted to go to Orlando and be part of the team and be with his team and be a leader. And all of a sudden, the NBA said, no, you can't go. And so, in my opinion, when you look at Kyrie, I'm okay with you changing your mind and having a different way of thinking and saying, you know what, we need to make a stance. But what is the plan after that? He didn't have one. So, once again, that showed his lack of leadership, Greeny. And guess what's been going on for the last 2 days in our world? Two people have been lynched in the state of Texas. A young African-American young lady was killed in Akron, Ohio, behind a hate crime. And have that been highlighted like it should have been? No, because for the last 2 days, we have been talking about Kyrie Irving. So Kyrie Irving, right now, you are the distraction. You are the distractor. You distracting the whole situation.
I don't know about the last part of the argument. I don't think that the whole
kind
world
kind of lost me there in the last 10 seconds. I'm like, all right, maybe you wrap this up.
Started off great. Yeah. I don't know about that last part.
The point he's trying to make, if I may guess, is that if you're so concerned about shedding light on these issues, and that's why you don't want to play, you know, instead of focusing on these issues that, you know, these things that have happened that you want to draw attention to, instead you've been creating fantasies about a new league. You know,
right,
if you're so into spreading
the way that
message.
He stated it, it just sounded like nobody's talking about this. Like, I don't think that people are talking about that. I think it's a big deal. It's a huge story. But maybe on Get Up they're talking about this. But Kendrick Perkins has a gift of just coming up with amazing things. Like, I
if
just
you take
that.
Kyrie Irving brain and put it in a bird right now, guess what that bird is going to do?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to fly
headlines.
Back.
Because I mean, that's great. I mean that's a great line. And so yesterday, the Score website who put a quote up from what Kendrick Perkins was saying there, the one about how you are the distraction, you're the distractor, and they had a picture of Kyrie Irving next to it, and it has the quote, and underneath it, Kevin Durant, because he can't stay off social media, put a comment that just said about Kendrick Perkins, sellout. And I would say to that, it really, if anybody would know what a sellout is, it would be Mr. Kevin Durant. So congratulations to you. I guess it takes one to know one.
Is he saying that Kendrick Perkins, by insulting Kyrie Irving, has sold out to the white man or sold out to traditional media?
No. I'm assuming it's because now he says these things because he gets paid by ESPN. I assumed that. That's what he meant by sellout.
Yeah, Perk's no longer part of the club. He's no longer welcome in locker rooms anymore. That kind of thing.
No, but that doesn't... I think selling out means that you've sold your soul to the media, that you're saying things that are counter to, the beliefs that you actually have, that by daring to insult Kyrie Irving, you have sold out to mainstream media. You're not covering him fairly. That's
See, I would think selling out would be going to the easiest road to get a ring and leaving a team that got to Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals and almost made it, you know. But listen, Kevin Durant doesn't know anything about that. So
he was able to get none of the bench presses up while he was doing the combine, which still has to be so humiliating. You're a professional athlete, and there's guys like ripping off 20 of them, and you can't get one up. I mean, you had like 6 months to train for the thing. Just get it up once and then walk away. Well, obviously, it doesn't mean anything to your game, but just for pride's sake.
So Kendrick Perkins, who, by the way, if you're not following him on Twitter, you really should. So he tweeted something yesterday that said, "Excuse my last tweet, but I really took it light on Kyrie today because I really could expose the, quote, cupcake BS that he's really doing behind those phone conversations. Carry on." And I saw that and I laughed and I said, "Well, what was his last tweet?" And I looked, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And then apparently one of our listeners, because I retweeted that, said, "Oh, here's what he's talking about. Here's the last tweet," because he had to delete it almost immediately. It said, this is Kendrick Perkins, and I'm editing what he said because of the swears. "Mother effers better be cool and chill, because I honestly took it light on Kyrie today when I really should have exposed the whole S-word, H-O-E S-word, that he's doing on them phone conversation. Carry on." So I guess he's doing some hoe blank on these phone calls.
Is he putting a honey button on the cot of someone and seeing it deleted?
I don't know if he's doing that, but it's definitely some hoe blank.
Some cupcake stuff?
No, the cupcake, that's the sanitized one. He said he could expose the, quote, cupcake BS that he's doing behind those phone conversations, but in the unedited version was, "Mother effers better be cool and chill, because I honestly took it light on Kyrie today when I really could have exposed the whole blank that he's doing on them phone conversation. Carry on." I want to know what the whole blank is. What kind of whole blank is he doing? Could you please explain this whole blank?
Soliciting for love, out a Craigslist order out there, looking for love.
Mr. Perkins, you mentioned hoe blank. Could you please expand on what kind of blank?
I have no idea what he's in reference to. That he's kissing everyone's ass?
I don't know, but I mean, I guess that, I mean, according to Kendrick Perkins, I mean, obviously, I'm assuming from I'm interpreting what Kendrick Perkins is saying, is that I guess that he's just embarrassing himself on these phone calls.
Well, like, I would think so. I think when you come up with the idea that you have a new league and people are sitting there like, we're trying to get, you know, a new restaurant put into the bubble. And then you go, how about a new league? No, let's not go there. Let's focus on, you know, what we can control here. We want to get another ping pong table. But by the way, someone reached out to me and they're like, you guys have an event. Here's what someone got mad about. You guys are you're making fun of them for having a ping pong table. You guys have an event where the players play ping pong. Like, you know, something, you know, irony much or something like that. And to that I would say, yeah, if there's a ping pong table and you're killing time before a game and it's in the facility or it's around the locker room, I could see picking up a paddle. If you're telling a bunch of grown millionaires that there's a rec room where you can play lawn games and ping pong, no one's going to enter that. And the idea that someone became offended that I said that no one's going to go to the stupid rec room is also fantastic.
Well, one of our listeners says, gentlemen, Joe Murray and James Stewart will tell you that a bird flying backwards is a line from The Rock years ago. So there we go. Now we know.
Perkins. Yeah, Perk. Here's the people's elbow. I'm raising my eyebrow. What's next?
I want to know what. Okay, so Kendrick Perkins. Yeah. Think about Kendrick Perkins. Who are like some of his like really good friends in the NBA? He obviously
Roman
is
Reigns.
Friends. Yeah, Roman Reigns. I'm sure he's friends with
Jimmy Steamboat.
Yeah, well, I don't know about Jimmy Steamboat. Is Jimmy Steamboat still alive? I'm not quite sure. I don't know.
Oh yeah,
Big
he's
Boss
doing
Man.
Great.
He might not be around anymore.
Big Boss Man. He's a cop.
Okay, he was. He was a cop. I don't know if he was a real cop, but he was definitely dressed as one.
Yeah,
he wrestled.
He'd cuff you.
So Kendrick Perkins is obviously good friends with, you know, Garnett and the Celtics organization. So I know why he doesn't like Kyrie for that reason. But a lot of it, I think, is because he's also really good friends with LeBron James. And so I wonder if like they talk about Kyrie because LeBron's got to just not. He probably can't stand Kyrie Irving. And all the crap that he pulled as well. And I know that there was some tension there, too, before, obviously, he fired himself away from the team and all that. And I know that he wasn't a big fan. So I just think that all of Kendrick's fans hate Kyrie Irving. So, therefore, he's the mouthpiece for all of them. Because, to be honest, Kyrie's it's been stupid through all this. But, like, Kendrick's going next level on all of this. Like, he won't let it go and just continues to pile on. And I'm here for it, and I love it, and I'm glad he's doing it. But you got to admit, it's almost become like an obsessive level. As if someone's feeding these things to him.
I don't know. Well, I mean, they probably are, but Kyrie Irving is in the news. I mean, Kyrie Irving, out of all the players during this immediate time, has made the most attention towards himself,
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking, where's Perkins getting his information about Kyrie and the phone call? And wasn't Perkins a good friend of Kevin Durant when they played together in Oklahoma City? Remember the Celtics traded Perk to Oklahoma City?
Good call.
But he was so happy.
Well, no. None of us were, including Perkins. But the two of them, Perkins was seen as the veteran on that Oklahoma City team when they went to the playoffs, of veteran leadership. I'm betting Durant is feeding Perkins the information about what a horrible individual Kyrie is.
I don't know. I mean, he stuck up for him on social media.
I'm sure. Right. But honest to God,
He called Perkins a sellout. So it's probably not Durant.
Here's the thing. Durant feeds Perkins the information. Then Perkins tells the world on TV. And that's why Durant calls him a sellout.
Be it. Maybe
and then
that's
Perkins
it.
Feeds himself 85 hamburgers.
He's a large man, yes.
He's been losing weight.
If you've been following him on Twitter, he called himself a fat ass. He said the other day he was on a plane and for the first time he had to ask for an extender. And he said he's never felt more embarrassed as a human being.
The first time he's had to ask for an extender? That's right.
Dude, if you need an extender, that's a big deal. Like, that's like, you have to be pretty big to have an extender.
I mean, he's a huge man.
Yes.
But he's 7 feet tall.
He's 7 feet tall and about 320 pounds. Or at least he was
He's not 320.
I think he was at one point.
Well, then you would need an extender. If you're 320, you need an extender.
He's enormous. Right?
Yeah, he's 7 feet tall and he's thick. Yeah, I mean, I would imagine that he was well over 300 pounds. All right, we have the Bankroll Boys. where we can talk about Vegas Dave. I watched some of the Showtime stuff yesterday.
Nice.
Vegas Dave coming off very well with the fact that he can't pick anything. We will talk to them a little bit about Vegas. Dave, what else will we talk about, Rich?
You know what? We have an update on the whole Jason Tatum holding out for some sort of insurance contract or an extension info.
Just try. He heard the show yesterday. All right. We will have that all for you coming right up.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And the wrench. And the towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Tutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
If you take Kyrie Irving's brain and put it in a bird right now, guess what that bird is going to do?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to fly back.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Bankroll Boy is coming on in just a matter of moments. Rich, what's going on?
Well, not having Jason Tatum in the playoffs would be a disaster. Obviously,
yeah,
as hot
selfish.
As he... I mean, there was reports that came out, Fred, that he was looking to get an insurance policy that would protect him if there was some sort of catastrophic injury from coming back this season.
I read an article about such a thing last night that was indeed the case. But I had read an article even last night that in lieu of perhaps losing money, that he would not play in the playoffs, to which people blindly defended him.
Think about that the next time you negotiate.
I have to honor my contract. And it doesn't mean I'll take less money, but I mean I have to honor my contract. I wouldn't, you know, if they say, well, okay, we're not going to resign you right now. I mean, it's not like I can stop doing the show. I got to do the show.
Well, although they're offering all the players, they don't have to play this postseason. Like,
no, I understand that
for all of them.
I understand that, but if I would want someone to want to win a championship. The Celtics have a reasonable chance to win a championship. They're not the favorite, but given what's going on and the how odd this whole playoff situation is, I mean, would you be overly surprised if they won a championship? I mean, it wouldn't be coming out of nowhere.
No.
As a matter of fact, if any year where a team out of like a 3 or 4 seed could do it, it's this year.
Right.
And for a lot of different reasons. But Fred, no need to worry, because according to two different sources, even one that we're going to have on the show later on, Ashirod Blakely, they reached out to Jason Tatum's camp, and they said that is not true. They said he's concerned, like every other player, about returning to play. There's a lot going on in the world that players need to be more concerned about, but sitting out because of a contract, hell no. That was a quote from Ashirod Blakely's source. We'll talk to him a little bit later on about all that, and Brian Robb from the
Boston Sports Journal
also seemed to confirm that story as well. So it sounds like it's something that
sounds like
his agent
were listening to me.
And maybe they were, Fred. Maybe you scared them.
Yeah,
they got on the phone and said, "Hey, we got to cover our tracks.
He's on to us.
You're on the wrong side of toucher, kid. You got to turn around.
He's on to us, man. Hurry up.
I do find it interesting that they did make a statement because they knew that it was a bad look for him. So they had to get out in front of it and make the statement. I mean, that tells me that they knew that it was a bad look. And that by him, because I even read articles last night that he was hesitant to play. The quote was, he's hesitant to play.
Yeah, because a lot of those got that from the New York Daily News. Because that was their quote. And then everyone ran with that. So it's the same one quote where it sounds like he wanted a contract, either contract extension, which is still being discussed, whether they can do that before October and go ahead and give these guys that. I don't think it's going to happen, but it's being discussed. But
no,
more than anything,
an idiotic concession by the owners to do that.
I agree with that.
Well, I don't think they would either. I agree. That part, yes. But as far as offering these guys some insurance for coming back, I don't think that that's a ridiculous ask, whether they give it or not. I think that, you know, as a player and you've got a good agent, you would do that anyway. That's something you would absolutely throw out there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you're the league why you would do it, but I mean, I don't know why you would say, why do I have to buy you an insurance policy? How is this different than anything else? Buy your own insurance policy.
Because it's extenuating, it's different circumstances. It's like going
from
0 to 60. You're playing playoff basketball after being off for three months.
Yeah, but the way that it's set up is they have a very long time to get back into basketball shape. I mean, they have, if you look at the timeline for it, I mean, what do they have, like 4 weeks?
Yeah.
And they could be playing right. I mean, they can be practicing right now. So don't give me that it's 0 to 60. They get to play at least four preseason games,
and then 8 regular season games, and then the playoffs.
Right. I mean, it's that to me that would be even less likely to get hurt. I mean, you don't have the grind of the whole regular season. All right. Are the Bankroll Boys there, Jenny?
They are both sitting here, right here.
All right. Vegas Dave. He loves the bags. He loves what is the name of the bag that he likes? Burka, like something like that. Burka bags.
Yeah,
whatever the name of the bag is. And someone sent a picture, and it was just Vegas Dave at the courtside at the Lakers game with just 3 bags in front of him. Like he put them all in front
just
of him,
on display, just on display for everyone.
Yeah, like the Weeble Wobble was like, look at my bags, look at my bags. What treats are in the bags? All right, no commercials here, just the headline.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And the wrench. And the towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada. A destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.